Sarah Gress, welcome.
Thank you.
So glad you could come on.
Yeah, thank you.
You own one of the longest running galleries in Carberry. If I think it is the longest running gallery, you guys have been in business. You took over from Sherry Anchez, who she was an art teacher for years, wasn't she?
She was around here. Sherry was a retired art teacher in the Chapel Hill Carberry School District.
Mm-hmm.
And she is an artist herself and has always loved craft and kind of wanted to start a gallery in the area to kind of promote craft. So that's how it began, 1989. I came on in 2000, working part-time.
Now, what were you an art major? Is that what drew your interest? Or did you just start working there and get involved in it? And
yeah,
how did you start?
I'm not an art major. My major is in communications from University of Pittsburgh.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Isn't it funny how things turn out?
It is. This is something that I had not a clue I would ever be doing, but it's, I think, exactly what I should be doing. So,
oh, that's great.
Kind of roundabout way, but yeah, I just began working part-time on the weekends, Saturdays and Sundays.
Well, what brought you here to begin with, to this area?
I got a job at the University of North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
So I was working there and took a part-time job through some people that I knew at the Crafts Gallery, had never even been there before. And like I said, started working on the weekends, Saturdays, Sundays. And I just immediately became so interested in the craft. And I think pottery in particular was really interesting to me. And every weekend I would kind of go in there and just look at everything and really be in awe of it. And it really sparked my interest in kind of, I don't know, awakened something inside me. And so I just wanted to learn more and more about it. I took some classes, like I took pottery class, photography, that kind of thing. And although those things, you know, aren't interesting for me to do personally, they really
gave you a better understanding.
A real better understanding of them and the difficulty and
right,
that kind of thing. So,
well, that's so wild. I don't know why. I assume that you know, because you went into this business, you were, you know, something, a lifetime passion or something like that.
Like I said, it just kind of fell into my lap. But I've always had artists in my family and been around a lot of really creative people. So I think that's why it was interesting for me to at least start the job there. And it wasn't something I ever wanted to necessarily continue, but after working there for about a year, I loved it. I couldn't get enough of it. And Sherry, the former owner, just kind of asked me one day if I'd be interested in buying the gallery from her. And I didn't even hesitate. I just said, yeah, sure. Yeah, what's the deal here? So I'm thinking 5 years down the line as she kind of retires kind of thing. And she said, no. Thought you could quit your job at UNC and start up here in January full-time. And it was in November of 2002, I think, when she asked me.
Wow.
But she did require that I stay at least a year working full-time, so I knew what I was getting myself into.
Mm-hmm.
And after that year passed, she asked me again, is this really what you want? You've seen the books, you know.
You know you're going to be poor forever.
Yeah. She did say, you know, you're never going to be rich. And I said, I know, but this is, I think this is really important and I really want to do it. So I did purchase the gallery in July of 2004. So.
Wow.
Going on 8 years.
That's unbelievable.
I know. It doesn't feel like it, but I've loved every second of it, so.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the people that you have in the gallery. I know you have just scads and scads of artists.
I do. I literally have hundreds of artists. They come from all over the state. We have a whole bunch of, you know, very local Carborough, Chapel Hill artists or Orange County artists. But
which you could fill up the gallery just with them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, there's so much talent around here. It's just awesome. There are a lot of artists that I carry from the mountains in the Asheville area, which is really rich in craft and tradition. So it's fun to go out there and kind of see what they're doing and bring it over here.
So is that, do you go to them and like look at what they've got and everything, and that's how you do your buying, just by going from person to person?
I do. I go to a lot of craft fairs and festivals throughout the summer.
Have you been to the Woolly Worm Festival?
You know what? That is totally on my list to go to, because I have this strange thing about woolly worms. So when I found out there was a Woolly Worm Festival...
And do you know what the prize is for the woolly worm? They have a race. Did you know that?
I've looked it up, actually,
online.
They
have a race, and the prize is $1,000 for the
best. Oh, all right. Wow. Well, I'm going to have to go out and get myself a new woolly worm.
Yeah, you got
to
train that woolly worm. It's a pretty good fair, though. It's up there in the up in the mountains. Yeah. I can't remember what town it's
close to Banner, maybe Banner Elk.
Yeah, Banner Elk. It's near there.
But there are, I mean, there's... dozens and dozens of craft fairs all around the state all year long, and it's just, you know, there's something going on every weekend, so I kind of pick and choose every year which ones I'm going to go to. I almost always go to the Southern Highland Craft Guild Fair at least once, because...
And where's that held?
It's held at the Civic Center in downtown Asheville. They only have the Southern Highland Craft Guild members there, but they're just fantastic, terrific craftspeople, so... It's a nice place to go and, you know, see a lot of different craft and see the artists that I carry and look for new ones. And so that's how I do it. But then sometimes, you know, I'll have people come by the gallery and, you know, we'll make an appointment and sit down and look at the work. Sometimes I go to, you know, colleges when they have student exhibitions. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's several craft colleges, too, that I can go and... and kind of see what the students are up to and what's going on.
There's a lot of potters up there, too. We've been to a couple of different pottery festivals up there in the mountains.
For sure. And we also carry a lot of the Seagrove potters wares in the gallery. There's over 100 potters just in Seagrove, which is Moore County, about an hour and a half away from here.
So right.
We've got all kinds of goodies.
Yeah. I used to have an antique shop down there in Cameron, North Carolina, in Moore County.
Great antiques festival.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
It is.
That little town turned into quite a little antique haven. So that's a good thing.
It's pretty awesome. That's what I do in my spare time.
Yeah. So... If an artist wants to be in your gallery, should they just call you or come by? How does that process work?
The best way to do it is to call ahead of time and schedule an appointment, because, like I said, sometimes I'm out traveling or I may just even be out running errands. And so call ahead, schedule a time. I'll start looking again in February. And really, I just like the artist to come in with their art, their crafts, and with a kind of a nice range of what they do. And we sit down and we look at it and we kind of talk about pricing, and, you know, I may give them some suggestions on price points or what I think will sell or won't sell. And we kind of just talk through it, and then we may try it out on a trial basis and see how it goes.
So now tell us, I know you have all kinds of stuff in your gallery. For somebody who's not been to your gallery, What would they expect when they walk in the door?
Well, I think you'll expect to see some really great crafts. But we do have a really nice variety. That's one of the things that my customers mentioned to me, is that there's a really nice wide variety of craft. There's a good variety of price points, too. We have, you know, craft that's affordable for everybody, and that's really important to me. But we have pottery. We have contemporary pottery, traditional pottery, functional pottery, decorative. We have wood turnings, wood carvings, blown glass, stained glass, fused glass. We have toys. We have some fiber arts. We have a little bit of folk art.
Lots of jewelry.
Lots of jewelry. Jewelry is one of our best sellers. We have,
and I've found some really nice purses in there. Do you still carry purses?
Yeah, we do. We have some handmade leather purses, fabric purses, purses made from repurposed materials.
That seems to be becoming the rage.
It is.
Repurposed stuff.
It is, and it's nice to be able to recycle and reuse. And
it really is.
Especially people in this community can really appreciate it. So Mm-hmm. But we just really have a whole variety of different things. I mean, we have pewter.
You have yard art.
We have great yard art and garden art.
And little things to hang in the window.
Yep, we do. We've got it all. So if it can be made, it may be in there or something close to it. So.
And scarves. Do you still carry scarves?
We have hand marbled scarves. We have silk painted scarves, woven scarves, all sorts.
In fact, my sister bought me a scarf when we were up in the mountains, this beautiful scarf. And I came home and went to NC Crafts Gallery, and you had the same woman in your gallery.
Yep, we do.
So. Yeah. It's beautiful. I get more, I can't remember her name, but it's just gorgeous. One of those scarves where she knits it and then like shrinks it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's kind of a cool technique. So now you are actually open tomorrow.
We are.
Christmas Eve. For all of you procrastinating shoppers, what better place to go than to NC Crafts Gallery for the last minute shopping? What can you throw out there? And you have a lot of ornaments, I know.
Oh, we have tons of ornaments. I mean, hundreds of ornaments, and they're just... they're beautiful. They're all handmade, and they kind of range in price probably anywhere from $2 up to, I think, $45. So,
do you have any Hanukkah stuff?
I don't really. I think we sold the last menorah the other day, so right now I don't, unfortunately.
Well, it's awful. Awful far into the holiday season, but you still have a lot of cool stuff, I'm sure.
We actually have a really good inventory still left. I think you'll be able to find the perfect gift tomorrow. We'll be open from 10 to 4. And we usually have a pretty good crowd on Christmas Eve. And
I bet so.
More than happy to be, you know, accommodating and, you know, come on by and we can help you find the right gift.
And tell your website address again.
www.nccraftsgallery.com.
Now, do you do any art yourself? You're surrounded by all this wonderful art. And you said you took some classes. Did you ever pursue any of those, or did you try them and just go, ooh, this is too hard?
No, I mean, I have dabbled in some things from here, you know, once in a while here and there. But for the most part, I'm a little too busy with the gallery to actually be able to do anything. But, I mean, I wouldn't consider myself an artist, but definitely have some creative juices in there.
Everybody's an artist at heart.
Yeah, I just really love being around it. And if other people can make something fabulous, then I'm pleased to be around it and to collect it myself. So.
Right. Now, and tell your address again. Just we're under the assumption that nobody knows anything about you at all. So
tell them
where you are.
The store is located on the corners of West Main and West Weaver Street in Carrboro. That is the same intersection as the town hall and the farmer's market. We're kind of catty corner to the town hall. It's a red brick building. It's two stories. It's triangular in shape, and we have some burgundy awnings out front. So I know the Weaver Street's a little, you know, blocked off there
wonky
at the edge, but you can
get
into
Main
Street.
The, Balloons and Tunes entrance. Mm-hmm. What's going on with that Weaver Street thing anyway? I thought they were...
I think press release we got said March 7th was the final date, so...
What's the holdup?
I don't know. They haven't mostly paved. I think they still have to work on Elm Street down there. So.
There's a problem.
Just want to make sure they do it right, I guess. So.
Yeah. So. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, we've got, 3 minutes? What else you want to talk about?
Oh, well.
Tell us some of the artists who actually, and you also have painters in there. Did we even mention the fact that you've got paintings in there?
I do have paintings. Pretty much every piece of wall space in there is taken up with painting. So, we have some great local painters. Steve Hessler, Emily Weinstein. From the mountains, we have Sarah Faulkner. We do have Louise Franck's work in there right now. We usually have a nice variety of paintings. Nothing, you know, too terribly expensive or high-end, but some nice things you could live with. So.
And who are some of your jewelry artists? I see you've got on this beautiful necklace. Did one of your artists make that?
No, this actually is a vintage necklace. This belonged to my grandmother, and I like to...
It's just gorgeous.
Wow, it is.
I always like to wear her jewelry. around the season.
Oh, that's neat.
She was a very creative person too, so it's nice to have a part of her with me.
Cool. Yeah. So, but who are some of the artists that you have who do jewelry at your place?
Oh, let's see. We do. We have some nice silver work by Linnell Dodge of Pittsburgh, Diane Russell of Raleigh. Sandra Beeman does some beautiful
glass. Oh, I love her glass beads. Mm-hmm.
She does some real pretty glass jewelry. We have Stuart Nye. He's from the mountains, been in business since the 30s. A lot of people will come in and say, wow. Oh, my grandma has, you know, a dogwood pin from Stuart Nye. So,
dang, nice that's cool. That. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and say again what hours you're going to be open tomorrow, just so people know.
This is the North Carolina Crafts Gallery. We'll be open from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. And if you you really need something and it's 5 till 4, you just give me a call and we'll stay late for you.
Okay, what's your phone number?
919-942-4048.
Okay, and tell your website again.
www.nccraftsgallery.com.
Because they can go in there and see some examples of the different work.
Yeah,
they
can. Yeah. Yep, they sure can.
Well, thank you. And everybody have a happy holiday.
Yes,